This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, afternoon. Thanks for being here today. An update on Peace at Home Advocacy Center and an upcoming event or series of events that are coming up. Melanie Prummer is in. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And Sarah McGregor from her own organization, Feeding Umpqua, but she's involved in this as well. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, Melanie, this has kind of evolved over the past few years, and like everything else in life, it's evolving again.
Yeah, and of course, this year we are not doing one large event at Seven Feathers. Usually we have 500 people attend, but we are doing more smaller and what we're calling socially responsible events. So we have guests of between 50 and 75 people who will be attending those multiple events. We'll actually have four in total.
Wow. So a lot going on. And for getting people involved, it sounds like auditions are coming up soon, hence your appearance.
Yes. So one of the changes that we've made is we're adding a vocals competition. We've been really fortunate to have vocalists attend our event in the past and, you know, do some entertainment for us and even open the show with a vocals performance. But this is the first actual competition. And like you had mentioned, we have auditions coming up on January 7th. And so we ask people to register by January 5th. So that's next Wednesday. And really, it's just a little bit of information about who you are and uploading the song that you'll be using at the audition that night. And it will be held at Sunnyside Theater on Jackson Street downtown.
So what kind of material, what kind of music are you open to?
Yeah, so we're open to music that all ages can listen to. Because, of course, our audience, we have a virtual event again this year, so everybody can watch. And we also have a smaller casual pre-show event for all ages as well coming up in February. And we have a theme around empowerment and self-love this year. So it'd be really great if some of our vocalists focused on self-love. That'd be great.
And what about, are we talking people to sing as soloists or duos or groups? What's the possibility there?
Yeah, so I think we're anticipating that most people will either be doing a solo, maybe a duet. The stage is really small at Sunnyside for large dance performances. And because it's a dance and vocals competition, we're unable to have bands this year to be able to move, you know, instruments on and off stage between the dance performances and the vocals performance. But who knows, in the future, we may expand again.
So, Sarah, how did you get involved in all this?
Well, I was a board member for Peace at Home for many years, and loved the organization. And I think was the first board member that ever participated in the dance competition. You know, besides Valeria, and then and I'm a singer. And so Melanie contacted me. She said she had this idea to do a vocals competition, and she was like, wanting to pick my brain, get my ideas about how we might do that, since I've done a fair amount of vocal competitions when I was much younger. And I thought it sounded really cool, and we talked through it, and then she asked me if I would be a judge. So I'm really excited to participate in this way, because I never was a judge before.
You know why Sarah is one of my favorite people is that she did a vocal performance for us. I think it was in 2016 or 17.
Yeah, I was like 5 months pregnant.
So she was doing some entertainment for us at our dance competition, and she did a Dolly Parton song. And if you don't know this about me, I love Dolly Parton, and she wore a very cool wig. So she is one of my favorite people.
If I did it just for you.
If I were to guess what kind of music you would have done, that was not it.
Oh, really? What kind of music do you think I sing?
I just wasn't thinking a traditional country artist was probably quite your style. So that's interesting.
I'm from Texas, Kyle.
And there's nothing traditional.
Classic country is my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's true. Dolly, really, anyone could love Dolly. She's the best.
So how many years in all its various forms has this been going on?
So this is our 11th year. So we celebrated 10 years last year when we did our virtual show, and that was a lot of fun.
So how did all this begin 10 years ago, 11 years ago?
When I was hired at Peace at Home as the executive director, it was, I don't know, something like my second week on the job, one of our board members, Valeria Ball, approached me and she said, Melanie, I really have this vision to do a dance competition to raise funds for Peace at Home. And as a board member, clearly she was very passionate about providing safety for survivors. And she also wanted to do a fundraiser that promoted healthy relationships and really entertaining and engaging our community. And, you know, I'm all in. I'll try anything, even though when I was a child, I was kicked out of 3 dance schools. But I thought, I'm going to jump in there with Valeria. And we had full board support, of course. And there you go. I mean, it's just expanded from our first event being 150 guests to up to 1,000 guests before COVID, where we had 500 people at Seven Feathers and 500 people attending at our UCC event.
I'm amazed that you've got not that level of support, but that you got that many people to actually agree to dance on stage, because most of these people didn't have a lot of background in this, right?
Yeah, there have been plenty of people who have danced who have no dance experience. And actually, one of our lovely dancers last year who won best dancer for her group, she had never danced in her life. And I think that's really inspiring to watch people try something new and get out of their comfort zone. I think we've had up to 43 performers in the past. This year we have 23 dancers, and we're looking for 7 vocalists.
So an opportunity there now, because this is going to be at different times for all these different events, is that like in a month-long period, or how what kind of area are they spread over?
We're actually doing everything in a week. So on Saturday, February 12th at the Winston Community Center, that's where we're doing a little pre-show. So it's a very casual event where dancers will be able to showcase their performance, vocalists be able to practice in front of another audience. And that way, family members who cannot attend the in-person event at Sunnyside will have an opportunity to see all these great performers come together for a great cause. And then we start our premiere night on Thursday, and Thursday will be our vocalists performing. Friday night, which is February 18th, our dancers will be performing, and then the full competition is on Saturday, February 19th. And so we have a sponsors event, which is in person, and then we also have the virtual show on Saturday night.
Wow, so you're going to be pretty busy here.
Yeah, now I'm trying to think here. When am I going to sleep? Oh, that's overrated.
March.
So, February 20th.
What's it been like to navigate through all of this? And, I mean, it's enough work to put together what you did before at Seven Feathers, but now you're doing 4 different things in 3 different ways in different places and all that. How do you keep up with all this?
Well, honestly, I like things being different, which I think is why I really love the work that I do, is that no day is the same. And I'm really energized when I'm around people, and really energized by new ideas and really just trying to provide something that is, you know, would be appreciated and people will really, really enjoy. And so I don't know. I think it's great to change it up every year a little. It keeps us thinking creatively, and I love being creative.
And one of the things that I guess you're doing this year too, and I think you did last year, was sort of trying to connect watch parties to all this.
Yeah, so this year when you purchase a ticket to the event, the virtual event, you can actually purchase and register your watch party. And Good Vibrations is donating a wonderful flat screen TV. And so anyone that registers for the watch party will be entered into a drawing to win that TV.
Oh, fun.
Wow. Back with more in a moment. We'll tell you about what's going on with Peace at Home and the upcoming dance and vocals competition and more. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. No Inside Douglas County tomorrow. We've got all of our New Year's specials on the radio for you back on Monday. In fact, we're going to kind of have a theme of programs next week relating to looking at the new year in a number of ways, so listen for those. Peace at Home Advocacy Center, that is the focus today. Melanie Prummer, the executive director, and Sarah McGregor from Feeding Umpqua with UCAN involved as well in this upcoming series of events. I guess, Sarah, I want to ask you a question as we get started in this part. I mean, you said you've been a board member in the past, you've been a dancer, you've done other things, now you're a judge. You've got like this day job that I imagine keeps you fairly busy, especially during a pandemic. So I'm curious, why help out somebody else? Because it seems like you would have a full plate doing what you do now.
Well, you know, the mission of Peace at Home has always been really close to my heart. I really care deeply about people having, you know, really healthy relationships, about positive messaging for people about love and their bodies. And this organization just really, it means a lot to me. And so when I continue to do a lot of work, right, obviously running the regional food bank and being involved in food work is really important to me too. But, you know, if Melanie ever calls me and asks me to do anything, I will always say yes.
So, Melanie, what about, let's talk about some other things that you've had going on.
Yeah.
In the past year, you turned a motel into a facility. How's that going?
It has been wonderful. Of course, it was a very quick transition for us. We had folks living in the hotel in less than 2 weeks, but we are now in a groove. The hotel is currently full. My program manager last night was trying to find extra space at the motel to bring another family in to live with us. But there's been lots of positive changes, including some remodel. We now have a community kitchen available for residents on site. We also built laundry services on site. Rotary Club has given us a small grant, and we're building or remodeling a room to be a healing space for survivors. We've had folks donate really, really wonderful donations to support Barry's room, which is in memory of Barry Forte, and that will be our children's space so that they have their own dedicated area to play. And we just opened sort of a dining room for folks to hang out if they'd like to get out of their own motel room and be with other people. And so we're definitely growing in that space, and we're really, even though our work is difficult, we're really glad that people have safe places to go.
Now, your organization and a number of others in the state got some help to do this because there's a similar models in other places.
Yeah.
Do you see that is something that, like a positive coming out of COVID, that this probably wouldn't have happened without it?
Yeah, and I've actually talked to some of my peers around the state, and thinking about how we could do this in other areas, in particular areas that may not have shelters at all. I've talked to a couple of directors who provide similar services to us, and they don't have any type of shelter in their community. And so just thinking about how we can share best practices and policy to make a successful program in other areas is really inspiring.
Previously, you've had locations where people shared a house and groups of people. What's it been like? Have you seen an improvement in people kind of having their own space and not being quite as much of a communal setting?
Yeah, it creates, you know, yeah, that's right. It creates a, you know, a stronger sense of safety because you know the people that are living in your room versus having strangers in your space. It certainly has helped us provide and expand our services to transgender folks in our community, so they also have their own space just like everybody else. We serve men in the hotel also, which has been great. And while we did some of that in our other shelter, our capacity was just so much smaller. So we've definitely doubled in size.
during this phase of things, have you seen the demand? What's been the change in the demand for your services overall?
Yeah, well, in the last week, the demand has been very, very high. It's been difficult to be able to provide shelter for everybody that is reaching out to us. And as COVID funding is dissipating, we're unable to provide the same level of support. I think at one point in one quarter, we provided 47 motel stays, and we're unable to do that now. And so we're always thinking every day about how we can also continue to support people to get permanent housing so that shelter rooms and units are available for folks who are leaving a situation.
So COVID or not, did the holidays add a lot of stress to people's lives that ends up sending folks your way?
I think that that sometimes happens in some situations. It could be stress, but as we know, domestic violence, intimate partner violence, is really about power and control, and so it might be lots of different reasons that it just happened to be over Christmas time that someone reached out to us. But I think that people, you know, are extra stressed. They have been, as we know, for the last 2 years, and it's not getting better. And now with the stress of the snow this week, I think that also contributes to even people doing the work, like tolerance level, right, for different stressors.
So. Now, I know you ended up helping out at the new warming center facility this week. Talk about that.
Yes, I was so excited to be invited to volunteer, and the space is a wonderful space. It's very warm and inviting. So I'd like to do a shout out to UCAN for making this happen. They had spent all of their holiday, and when I say they, their executive director, Sean, he's my hero this week. I mean, he had spent hours planning this over the holiday to make it available to our community. I'm doing early morning shifts, and there were 15 people, I believe, that stayed last night, and it was nice to be able to have breakfast with them and check in with folks about what their days are looking at like and what they're working on. People are really, really grateful, and we can't make warming shelters happen without volunteers. And my experience has been really positive, and I hope other people step up and volunteer also.
Just under a minute left on Inside Douglas County. To get people connected into the auditions and getting involved in the dance and vocal competitions, where do you send them? Where do they look?
Yeah, they could go to our website, which is peaceathomedance.com, or email me at melanie@peaceathome.com.
And it is the end of the year, like almost right now. Sometimes people look around and want to be generous and help out an organization. How do they do that?
Yeah, they could certainly reach out to me by calling our business line at 541-957-0288 or going to our website. Or emailing me at melanie@peaceathome.com. The great thing about the way we're funded is that for every dollar that someone donates, it's matched $3. So your donation is worth three times more than what you give.
Melanie Premer, Sarah McGregor, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
All right, 1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.